and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, God is great. Yes, He is. And He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you and welcome you to the broadcast. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you and we praise you because truly you are a great God and nothing and no one can compare to you. Father God, we acknowledge you on this morning as our Savior, as our Comforter, as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and so much more. God, we come in before you with a receptive spirit, God. Our spirit is open. Our hearts are open to receive the word on this morning, God. God, we continue to decrease as you increase within us, God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. And for that, God, we give you all the glory. God, we thank you and we love you with an everlasting love. In the matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Nehemiah, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse? That's Nehemiah, 6th chapter and the 3rd verse. And I will be reading from the NLT version. And it said, I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you? May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic is no distractions. No distractions. Nehemiah 6:3 in the King James Version reads, and I sent messengers unto them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? You see, in this verse, Nehemiah is responding to his enemies who are trying to lure him away from the work of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem by inviting him to a meeting. He refuses, stating that the work is too important to be interrupted. Don't you know that you have people that will lure you out of the assignment that God has commissioned you to do? They will see the work that you were doing. They will see the blessing and the favor that is on your life just by you obeying God. And just because they haven't obeyed God or they are too busy and not seeking the face of God, but they see you are, they will try to lure you from doing what God has called you to do. But here, you must say, I can't. Why should I come down? Why should I stop doing what God has told me to do just to come hang out with you? Come on here, somebody. And I want to break this verse down because we're going to work with this one verse. Number one, it says, I am doing a great work. Anything you do for God, you should do it in the excellent way. Every work that is ordained by God is a great work. Nehemiah emphasized the importance of the task he was doing. And he wasn't going to let nobody mess him up. He wasn't going to allow no one to make him miss the blessing of God. And he wasn't especially going to allow anyone to allow him to disobey God. The next point is, so that I cannot come down. He explains that he is too occupied with the work to leave it. Come on here, somebody. Somebody better get this because you are about to mess up because you are hearing somebody else regarding the assignment when that person did not give you the assignment. God did. They are trying to say, well, then I would not do it this way. I would not meet at this place. No, you wasn't there when God gave me the assignment. So in that case, I got to hear from God concerning what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it. Come on here, somebody. The third point is, why should the work stop whilst I leave it and come down to you? Why should I stop what God told me to do and to entertain what you doing? Come on here now. He questioned the logic of abandoning the project to attend to their request. What is more important? What is more important? Come on here. Being a people pleaser or doing what God has commissioned you to do? Oh my God. No distractions. Nehemiah's response demonstrates his commitment and his focus on the task at hand. You see, he recognized the importance of the work and he refused to be distracted by his enemies' attempts to derail his progress. So according to the report Nehemiah received, the remnant in Jerusalem was shamed. And this was a city with broken walls, revealed a defeated people. The Jews who had returned to their homeland were both in the unsafe conditions and humiliated at living in a destroyed city. In Nehemiah 2:17, Nehemiah told the Jewish leaders, "You see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." My God to thee. Also, the rebuilding of Jerusalem walls will show God's blessing upon his people again. There will not be any more doubt. They will see the handwork of God move again. You see, Nehemiah, he quoted the word of God to Moses in his prayer, saying, "If you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exile people are at the farthest place, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name." Nehemiah 1:9. Rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem was an important sign to the enemies of his. Nehemiah told their enemies, Israel enemies, he said, "The God of heaven will give us success." You see, we, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. And you can find that in Nehemiah 2:20. "Why should I come down to deal with your foolery?" Some people are being used by Satan and don't even know it to get you off focus. "This assignment is too important to me to deal with your foolishness. I can't come down." That's what Nehemiah was asking. I refuse to come down. I'm going to stay right there. I'm going to build it. I'm going to stay right there. You see, God gave Nehemiah a dream to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. But two men, Sanballat and Tobiah, did all they could to stop it from happening. Five times they tried to get Nehemiah to meet with them so they could harm him. You see, the enemy targets people who have a dream, who know that nothing is impossible if only they believe. He'll use opposition, delays, discouragement, jealousy, and everything else he can to try to convince you to bury that dream. But if you're going to reach your full potential, you have to make up your mind that you are in it for the long haul. Come on here, somebody. You are not going to let people talk you out of your assignment. You are not going to allow people to talk you out of your destiny. You are not going to allow people to talk you out of your purpose. Come on here, somebody. You are not going to let a circumstance discourage you or let delays cause you to give up or let critical, judgmental people get you distracted. Here's the key. You wouldn't have the opposition if you didn't have something great in you. My God. You wouldn't have the opposition if you didn't have something great in you. If the dream weren't alive, was not alive and on track, right on schedule, and it is going to come to pass, you would not have the opposition to come against you. Stand. Stand. You have to stay focused on your goal. Yes, things are coming against you to get you off the wall, to get you off your assignment. But you have to stay focused on your goal. No more distractions. Tell the devil, you ain't coming down. You finishing this. This is too important. My next level is dependent on this assignment. A fresh anointing is dependent on this assignment. My blessing, my healing, my deliverance is dependent on this assignment. I can't come down. My breakthrough is dependent on this assignment. No more distractions. I can't come down. I will not come down to deal with your foolishness. Come on here, somebody. I will not come down to deal with your pity party. I will not come down. Because I see what God is about to do. I see how God is about to bless his people. I see how God is about to save. I see how God is about to heal, deliver, and set the captive free. I can't come down. I have to stay focused on what God has called me to do. I have to listen. I have to keep an open mind. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. No more distractions. Keep your focus. Keep your eyes on what God has called you to do. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you have given us walls to rebuild. Oh, my God. And a purpose to fulfill. Father God, give us wisdom to know when and what is coming against us. Oh, my God. And give us the knowledge to know that it is simply a distraction that will try to get us off course. Father God, we believe that you are our defender and you will fight those battles for us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I thank you. Be like Nehemiah. Don't you come down for nothing. Keep rebuilding. How you did, Osha? Don't you come down for no distraction. Ooh, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, give all the battles to him because it belongs to him. If you need to contact me, you can call me at 318-206-8953. And if you want to contact me by via email, it's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I always know when you're down to nothing that our God is up to something. Everyone be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.